Clarion Books and Harper Audio present Jupiter Rising by Gary D. Schmidt. Performed by Christopher Gebauer. For Benjamin, with a father's love. 1. A few days after his 34th birthday, Quintus Sertorius decided he was as old as any horse should be, and told us so. He started to go stiff in the joints and kind of rigid along his back. His ears went down. He wouldn't move much when I combed him out. He wouldn't finish the oats in his bin. And mostly he kept his eyes shut, even when I ran my hand along his muzzle and told him what a great horse he was and how much we loved him. Then he started to hold himself really still, and sometimes he'd whinny and throw his head back with his eyes wide open for a moment, and then he'd breathe heavy and quick. So my father called Dr. Minter, and he came and stroked Quintus Sertorius and felt along his belly and sides. He took his temperature from his rump. He looked into his mouth. He looked into his eyes. He felt along his belly again. He listened to his heart. Then Dr. Minter said to my father,
"Radley, he's lived a good long life, hasn't he?"
"He has," said my father.
Then Dr. Minter said to me,
"You know, Jack, the last good thing you can do for Quintus is take away all the pain."
I nodded. I knew that. I didn't want to know that, but I did.
"I can do it now, if you want. Take away the pain, that is."
My father thought about this for a long time.
"No," he said finally. "It's Jack and me should do it."
Dr. Minter nodded. That afternoon, my father took the tractor and backhoed out a corner in the far pasture where Quintus Sertorius had loved to stand with his face up to the cool breezes that came out from the pine trees. He could stand there for an hour or more, sometimes reaching down to chomp on the short grass, but mostly just smelling the piney air. In winter, it was the one spot in the pasture always free from snow, even though big drifts would gather around it. In early April, like right now, it was the first spot with green grass and purple crocuses. It was his spot. Back in the big barn, Quintus Sertorius's teeth were mostly clenched while my father was doing the back hoeing, but he opened them enough to chew the apples I was giving him. He loved to chew apples. I gave him the last ones from the fall crop, and they were still fresh enough that the juice ran at the sides of his mouth. He kept his eyes closed. Here are the sounds I will remember forever. The chomping of his teeth on the apples. The way he ruffled his muzzle in the bin of new oats, even though he didn't eat any. The chuck-clump, chuck-clump, chuck-clump of his hooves on the barn floor. The quiet in between all that. It wasn't so long before my father called,
"It's time, Jack."
And I led Quintus Sertorius out. And so what if I was crying? My father was too. But I led Quintus Sertorius out, and we walked together to the corner of the far pasture, Quintus Sertorius with his eyes mostly closed. He was still chewing at the taste of the apples, and sometimes his head pulled up, his nostrils wide, smelling the cooler, piney air. And I let him down into the deep hole my father had dug. And then Quintus Sertorius did something he never did. He brought his muzzle around and laid it on my shoulder. Lightly. He stood very still. I could feel his stiff whiskers. I could smell his warm, apple-y breath.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?